Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romaine.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
Welcome to Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Jesse Hitt.
Today is June, Saturday 15th. That's not... Yeah, I mean, that works,
those
works,
are the right?
right
terms, but in the wrong order.
Yeah.
You can figure it out from there.
Yeah.
It's like how in England they do... Well, I guess in we're the only ones that do like month, day, year. Everyone else does day, month, year.
Yeah. Which makes more sense.
Yeah,
well, we like to do things backwards.
Kinda. I mean, I like the way that we do it because I was talking to this British dude and he was like, yeah, because when you say the date, you say it's the 15th of June. And I said, no, I say it's June 15th. Like, I'm sorry, man. Not to be purposely contrary, but.
Yeah.
I do wish
we could all agree on one. I say June 15th.
Yeah.
I don't say the 15th of June. Like I guess if I'm being fancy, I do.
Yeah. It's like a chicken or the egg, you know? Do we say it that way because that's how it's ordered or do.
Oh, yeah.
We order it because that's how people said it. Yeah. Who knows, you know?
We don't.
Yeah.
Be forever conscious.
Yeah. I think we'll have to talk to some kind of calendar expert about that.
Can't say words again today. So we're going to do a special news edition today.
Yeah. Another short episode.
We had too much work to do today.
Yeah, it's been a long couple weeks.
Yeah, we still have so much work to do.
Yeah.
Never get it done on time. So we'll just do lots and lots of news and then hurry out of here.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
No reviews this week. Even though two great books, Sonata number one and Silver Surfer Black number one.
Yeah.
Both
Sonata
really
was really good.
Sonata
I really enjoyed that.
Great.
They, you know, I think they purposely tried to do like a saga type of logo.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, and it has like cool creatures in it. Fantasy, go get that one.
Cool space
it's from
fantasy.
Image. Yeah. And then Silver Surfer, Trad Moore does amazing art.
Yep, Silver Surfer's back. Very psychedelic and cool.
Completely sold on the Donny Cates part of it. But
still on the fence about his writing, but it works for this particular character, I think.
Correct.
All right. Wow, that was quick. That was like
cool.
Took us less than a minute, less than 2 minutes to do.
Hell yeah, fast reviews. Okay, we just watched the Dr. Sleep trailer.
Mm-hmm. Direct sequel to The Shining.
So it's basically the kid from The Shining's all grown up now. And we think that he meets like a new girl, like a little girl who also has the Shinin.
Yeah, it turns out there's a lot of people that have it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. What is it? You could see dead people or something?
No.
Like a sixth sense power?
Well, it is like kind of like, not a sixth sense power. You're like telepathic.
Okay, you can kind of control stuff with your mind? Or you can...
I don't think you're telekinetic.
Okay.
You can just read thoughts and like see the future.
Okay, so he was seeing all that blood stuff because there was the little ghosts that were in the were in the hotel.
Yeah.
So you could see them.
Yeah, and he can see a little bit into the future,
and he can know that his dad was about to go crazy.
Yes, he knew all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Other people are also turn out to have this power, and I know that the bad people, the protagonists in this movie, are the gypsies, and they steal the powers.
Oh, no, that's culturally insensitive. Oh, Stevens.
Well, I don't know if they're called the gypsies.
But they're like traveling.
They're travelers. I'm sorry. Let's call them the travelers.
Yeah. Okay.
Lord.
They're people who love to travel. They're those people. They're Instagram influencers. The real bad guys.
I think you can still call them the travelers, right?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what we should change that term to mean, so that then it can be a slur again. It's one of those people whose only personality trait is that they like to travel.
Yeah. Well, they are still those people in... in Ireland and Scotland and
yeah. The world heavyweight the world heavyweight champion is a gypsy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is he called the Gypsy?
Tyson Fury, the Gypsy King.
Oh, sweet.
Ooh, I think he's the heavyweight champ. One of them, at least.
Like, I don't know. I can't follow that shit anymore.
He's like
anymore.
The WBO champ or something.
Ugh, I was watching. Oh my god, I got totally off topic. But I was home the other night, and I turned on. And I'm like, Mark had left the TV on, and Joe Rogan was, of course, posting the UFC, and it was literally the bloodiest fight. He's like, "This is the bloodiest fight I've ever seen. I've never seen that much blood in a UFC fight. They were covered in blood."
Yeah, it gets pretty gross. They usually stop it before that, but
they did not stop this fight. Yeah. Both of them, like, they looked. It looked like The Shining, actually. Yeah. Like they'd opened the elevator doors, and all of that blood had rushed out on top of these guys, head to toe in blood. And I'm like, "Is this okay for people to be watching on television?"
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I don't think so. It scared me.
Maybe not for kids.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Well, yeah, it was probably only like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
it's frightening. Anyways,
yeah.
I don't know if either one was that heavyweight champion guy, but
no,
it was,
definitely not.
Okay, it was scary. So yeah, we watched the Dr. Sleep trailer. That looks good. Comes out November 8th.
Yeah, Ethan Hawke.
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor, there you go.
Close enough.
Yeah, same guy.
Same guy, really. They have same haircut.
Nicolas Cage. No, Nick Nolte. Who's the other guy that's also Nick Nolte?
Gary Busey.
No. Close. No. Those guys are also basically the same
they
guy.
They look the same to me.
Yeah.
One is crazier.
Mm-hmm, slightly.
Yeah.
A little more haggard.
What's Gary Busey's son?
Jake Busey.
Yeah.
From Starship Troopers.
And Predator 2?
Oh, yeah. Was he in Scream also? I'm thinking of Skeet Ulrich.
He looks like Johnny Depp.
He does. Yeah, that's true. He looks like kind of a stretched out Johnny Depp.
He is a stretched out Johnny Depp. He probably looks better than Johnny Depp these days. Johnny
Depp's
looking
true.
A little weird.
Johnny Depp looks like he smells. And he has for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys that's too handsome, so he just lets his personal hygiene completely go.
Yeah.
It's like, man, never be too handsome.
No, you cannot.
You still gotta take a shower.
Yeah.
Once every 4 days, no matter how handsome you are.
Yes. What if he has that, like, weird BO that smells good?
I don't know what that is. I've never encountered that in my life.
I bet Johnny Depp has that.
Yeah.
The other trailer we watched was, the Pennyworth show.
Yeah, which looks kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like Alfred Pennyworth's origin story, the faithful butler of the Wayne family.
Right, and I also think they just made this up recently.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was not a secret agent as far as I'm...
Well, and the timeline kind of... Well, although for original Batman, the timeline would line up because he was like a World War II vet who was in like the British Special Forces.
Right.
So he would have gotten out when he was, let's say he's like, it's 1945 when the war ends.
Comics, timelines don't make sense.
Yeah,
don't try to make it
sense. 25, so he becomes their butler in
1940.
Yeah, like immediately thereafter.
Yeah, right.
When Batman came out in the, mid to late 60s, he was...
Batman came out in 1938.
Oh, okay. But when it got good, when it became what it is now. So he's younger than Batman.
Yes.
Okay.
And he was always the butler.
Yeah.
And he was always old.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, he would have to have been in...
He could have been in World War One.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't have been old yet, unless he was already, like, a commanding officer in World War One. Then that would make sense.
Yeah, so that's why I said timelines never make sense.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so if Batman did start in the 60s, and that would make sense, but he didn't, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't try to make sense of timeline ever.
Well, I guess the idea is that Thomas Wayne needs...
Yes. Thomas Wayne needed a bodyguard or something. That's what it's...
Security. He started a security firm.
Right.
And he's like a cool guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's like a Guy Ritchie type, Peaky Blinders guy.
Ugh.
It feels like that's very much what they're trying to do.
Totally what they're doing.
Well, because Peaky Blinders was pretty successful and good.
But that wasn't Guy Ritchie.
No, but it was sort of in that same style.
Yeah, the very Cockney.
Cool dramatic music and like
accents.
Yeah, like working class British accents.
Yeah. And that's what Alfred has.
Mm-hmm.
But Thomas Wayne doesn't have that.
Right. Weird,
that accent. That accent that nobody can understand too.
Because did Thomas Wayne talk and he just says a regular American guy, right? Or is he British and then moves to
He sounds kind of British.
Might be another British actor playing.
Playing,
an American
that's
guy.
True. He's supposed to be American.
Yeah.
I don't think he's British.
Right? Yeah, that's his whole thing. Yeah. He was like born and raised in Gotham City.
In Gotham City. I was going to say in New York City. Yeah.
No, wait. DC Universe, New York.
Yes. I don't know. It looks like, yeah, so Alfred has a secret agent vibe going, and he's a good fighter. And they definitely got most of that from the Gotham show,
right?
Too, that like British Cockney accent that he has. Mm-hmm. And they're like, let's expand on that because he was a very popular character in Gotham. And I also don't really like the colors that were in it. It was like this weird, like bright but dark at the same time. Like,
yeah, like
palette.
High contrast.
Yeah, high
but
contrast.
A lot of grays.
Exactly. I don't know. We'll see. It's also on Epix, so I don't have a lot of hopes.
I have no idea what Epix even
Epix
is.
Epix
is
like
a real...
it's a Stars channel.
Okay,
but it's like the it's like the Cinemax of Stars.
Yeah. So you have to get like the mega cable package to get
correct.
Epix. You have to
No. No. Okay, so I have the lower Sling package.
Yeah,
and then I have Epix.
Whoa!
So that's what I mean. It's like the lower class star. It's like. The movie channel.
Yeah.
Remember when you had like the movie channel as a kid, but it was like the low grade movie channel?
Yeah.
It was the one you got for free.
Yeah, like Turner TCM, dude.
Yeah,
Turner
Classic
Movies.
Yeah, yeah.
TMC, Turner Movie Classics, one or the other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like the crappy movie channel that you got for free.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm so far out of touch with cable. Like I've been illegally pirating things for so long.
I mean, you mean you've been paying for movies online on iTunes.
Supporting a system that should not exist.
Oh my God. Yeah, but, I mean, I haven't had cable for so long either. I've had Sling though.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's only $40 a month and I get
that's
everything. Yeah, at least I feel somewhat supportive of the arts.
Yeah, the arts. Such as Pennyworth. And, although, yeah, it's a creative endeavor still. But.
I mean, I watch Comedy Central.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's not, literally I watch MTV for like the worst show on MTV possible, and Comedy Central. It's the only thing I watch.
They got some good programming on there.
Yeah, sure.
Shout out to David Bory, about to be the voice of Comedy Central. That's
woo-hoo!
Tight. Yeah.
Also, in comics, more comics related news. Too old to die young.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, isn't that a song?
There's only the good die young.
That's what I'm thinking of. Maybe that's too close. They shouldn't have named it that.
Yeah. I think that's just an old...
It's a good time.
Written by Billy Joel, who is now 85 years old. So, you know, crashed his car into a person's house that one time.
Sure did.
Just swerving around Long Island, just drunk as hell, doing whatever he wants.
Brubaker thought of that. Totally just going to think of that song now. Okay, so this is Ed Brubaker and director Nicholas Winding Refn.
From Drive.
And the terrible movie Neon Demon.
They made one good Scorpion Jacket movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And one movie that sucked and you couldn't even watch all the way through.
That movie is... I think we watched to the end of it.
Yeah.
And I don't remember anything about it.
Me neither.
Anything.
Yeah.
I just saw that Keanu Reeves was in it. I don't remember Keanu Reeves being in it at all.
Me neither.
Right?
I don't remember anything about that movie. I remember sitting down to watch it and then being 40 minutes in hit that point where you're like, do I want to watch the other half of this movie, basically? Like, I'm halfway in. Maybe it'll get better. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? Just turn it off and not watch? Go do the dishes or something? And I did. I remember putting it on and I remember turning it off halfway through. And that's literally all I remember about that movie.
I remember it being very brightly colored, like that, like same as Drive, like having those like Technicolor neon colors basically in it. And Elle Fanning is in it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. And I remember being like, maybe it will get better. I remember thinking that, like, if I just keep watching, it's got to get better. And it never got better.
Well, now he's making a TV show.
Was it about a vampire? I don't know. Anyways, now he's doing a TV show with Ed Brubaker.
Okay.
I had very high hopes for this show.
Yeah.
Very
high
hopes.
Ed Brubaker's writing it, right?
Yeah, he's writing it with Refn.
Okay.
And they did an early release at the Cannes Film Festival. Mm-hmm. And they really strangely only released episode 5 and 6. To the people there.
Weird.
Not episode 1.
Yeah, out of how many?
I think there's 12 episodes.
So like the very middle of the series?
Yeah. And you're supposedly...
What an odd choice.
I know. You're supposedly going to be able to watch the episodes individually?
Okay, so it's like Black Mirror style kind of where
sort
it's like...
I guess, but not really. So from the reviews that I read, they're saying one of the episodes they watched was fantastic and they really liked it. The other episode they watched was not good at all and really jumbled and definitely not just an episode you could watch by itself. Like it, they could totally tell they needed to watch the rest of the series. It was really slow and kind of like, they said it was kind of like watching Drive and then Neon Demon.
Oh, weird.
And being like, is this the same person doing this movie? Yeah. Like it's, yeah. So they said they'd give it a second chance because the other episode was so good and maybe you just needed to watch the series, you know, cohesively.
Yeah, maybe some of the episodes are good.
Yeah. Maybe, or maybe watching it all together would be good.
Makes sense, just, yeah.
You know, it's some kind of like when you're watching the Marvel shows and you have like a slow episode of Punisher.
Yeah.
And then you have that really awesome episode, but watching it all together, you know, you're like, okay, that's all right. Like, I'll forgive this one slow, talky episode.
Yeah.
You know, to get the whole story.
Yeah, it's exposition.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So we'll see. I know, I am still looking forward to watching it, I think.
Yeah.
But I am a little nervous
about
it.
There's a chance it'll totally suck, because sometimes people's writing abilities don't translate into other arenas.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he did do, I think, Ed Brigger did one of the best episodes of Westworld in the first season.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Or maybe he just didn't have enough creative control over this.
Yeah, maybe it was the director guy bossing him around.
Yeah. I can't see bossing Ed Brubaker around.
Yeah, true.
But the network could have also stepped in and did a bunch of editing.
Yeah,
who knows?
Said, hey, here's your money.
Yep.
We're going to do whatever we want to the thing you gave us.
Yeah.
Which there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Now go make one of your other shows.
Yeah.
Be Velvet.
I hope so, man.
That'd be awesome. Lastly, I also found that there's going to be a new trend in shows, and it's Victorian fantasy. There's a new show called Carnival Row. With Orlando Bloom.
Okay.
He's come out of retirement.
Yeah. What was the last thing he was in?
Who knows? It definitely was a romantic comedy of some sort.
Yeah.
And yeah, this show is about a fairy and then he's like a doctor.
A fairy who's also a doctor. Living a double life.
I don't know.
Or maybe like a day job.
I think he's a doctor
scenario.
And then there's like a fairy.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're in Victorian times and then they're going to like make out. I don't know. Something like that.
Like a Tinkerbell-sized fairy?
No, like a big fairy.
Okay, like an adult, like a
human-sized
fairy. An adult,
like a saga-sized fairy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that would work.
Yeah. There's not much about it yet. There's like a short, very, very short teaser of them like coming together in like Victorian clothes.
Yeah.
And then she has wings.
Was Penny Dreadful Victorian?
Yes.
Okay. I liked that show, all right?
Yeah, that show was cool.
Yeah.
Everyone wishes that show's coming back, so I'm like, that's not coming back anymore, guys. Give it up. The people say Hannibal's still going to come back. Like,
oh, they didn't catch that guy yet?
No.
Oh, I guess because of the we know that he's still around later eating people.
Yeah.
Because he does eventually get caught.
Yeah, and then he escapes again.
Oh, that's right. He's so smart.
He is so smart. We'll never catch him, Jesse.
Man,
he's on a boat somewhere.
He's so smart at escaping.
Eating people's kidneys.
Yeah, gross.
Liver. Joss Whedon also has a new show coming up called The Nevers. Mm-hmm. Also a Victorian show about Victorian ladies with powers.
Okay, that sounds cool.
It's going to be on HBO.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
So I'm excited that he has a new show. People are mad, though, because they're still mad at him for cheating on his wife.
Yeah.
I don't know. Get over
it. That sucks.
It's not your fucking problem.
Not
I don't
a great
know.
Person.
No, but like...
okay at making stuff.
People, like, cheat on their spouses.
Yeah,
and it's
true.
Not really your... you know, problem.
Yeah.
Or your business. Yeah. I don't know. As long as he's not, like, affecting, other people. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not really. I guess I just really love Joss Whedon's shows. I have to try to defend him and a horrible thing he did.
Well,
it's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
I love Buffy.
Going to have a bunch of ladies with cool powers.
Yeah.
And those, like,
it's probably going to be good.
Walk around in blimps. With
when did he make a bad show?
Big butt skirts.
Yeah. He hasn't made a bad show.
His alien movie was kind of bad. But it wasn't his fault. He just did the rewrite.
Yeah, that wasn't his fault. All his shows have been good.
Mm, yeah, true.
Yeah. Whenever he makes a movie, I mean, he has made a few like not great movies, but I think all of his shows have been really, really good.
Yeah.
So even Dollhouse. I'll defend it.
Dollhouse
I don't care.
Solid.
I love Dollhouse. You know, it had like a skanky premise, but that was the point.
Yeah, Alan Tudyk is a bad guy. That's fun.
He was great.
Eliza Dushku's awesome.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Maybe she'll be in this show.
Oh, that'd be cool. She could be a Victorian lady.
Hell yeah. She needs some work, too.
Oh, yeah.
She does a lot of good stuff for people, though.
Oh, that's good. She's like a decent person.
Yeah.
She's not a Jessica Biel.
No! Fucking Jessica Biel and her anti-vax. I'm not really an anti-vax person.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Why were you there?
Just anti-mandatory vaccinations.
Yeah, what?
I guess. What a weird cause to pick.
But people don't get measles that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Man.
She said they don't get measles from not getting vaccinations. Okay.
There's measles in Berkeley right now.
I know. I heard that. It was at Berkeley Bowl.
Yeah.
So don't go to Berkeley Bowl, people.
Yeah, unless you want to get the measles.
Unless you're vaccinated.
Victorian-style disease. Speaking of Victorian era.
I heard in the Victorian era you could get measles.
Yeah, you're trying to get the measles? Get some scarlet fever?
Typhoid?
Yeah, mumps.
Bring back all of the diseases. They're cool back then.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I guess that's enough news.
That's enough news.
Like 20 minutes.
Yep. All right. I've been Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Jesse Hitt.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah. See you. Bye.